This is your Glacier Markets Farm report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 432 for Tuesday, June 11th. I'm Adam Pellicciotti. The ICE Futures canola market traded in negative territory on Tuesday, despite receiving some support from comparable oils. Chicago soil was steady, while European rapeseed was mostly higher. Malaysian palm oil made gains in the nearby contracts, while crude oil was also positive. The Canadian dollar was up less than one-tenth of a U.S. cent compared to Monday's close. The July canola contract was down $2.40 per ton at $627.70. In the U.S., corn and soybeans were down, while wheat was higher. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reported on Monday that 95% of the country's corn crop was planted as of June 9th, matching the historical pace and 4 points ahead of last year. Conditions dropped 1 point from last week at 74% good to excellent. The USDA also reported 1.34 million tons of corn were shipped during the weekend of June 6th, down 76,000 from last week, but up 170,000 from last year. Exports are up 25.8% from 1 year ago at 39.12 million tons. Crop consultant Dr. Michael Cordonnier left his estimate for U.S. corn production unchanged at 14.62 billion bushels, as well as his Argentine estimate at 47 million tons. He raised the Brazilian estimate by 2 million tons at 114 million. The July corn contract was down 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.50. As of June 9th, 87% of the U.S. soybean crop was planted, 3 points above average, and 9 points more than last week. Initial conditions were reported at 72% good to excellent, compared to the 65% average and 60% 1 year ago. 231,300 tons of soybeans were shipped during the weekend of June 6th at the lower end of trade expectations, with the marketing year total now at 40.55 million, below last year's pace. Cordonnier left his soybean production estimates unchanged at 4.46 billion bushels for the U.S., 147 million tons for Brazil, and 50 million tons for Argentina. The July soybean contract was down 10 U.S. cents per bushel at $11.78. Spring wheat planting in the U.S. was 98% complete, 2 points above average. Ratings dropped 2 points at 72% good to excellent. U.S. winter wheat was 89% headed and 12% harvested, double the average. Conditions were also down 2 points from the week prior at 47% good to excellent. 351,077 tons of U.S. wheat were shipped at the lower end of trade estimates. South Korea passed on a tender of 40,000 tons of Canadian wheat and instead purchased 50,000 tons from the U.S. The July Chicago wheat contract was up 19 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.27. The July Kansas City hard red wheat contract was up 11 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.55. The July Minneapolis spring wheat contract was up 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.78. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, June 11th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pellicciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.